guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Cincinnati Sports with Strawberry Ice and Bengals Nation. Do me a favor, if you found the show, hit that like and subscribe button. I am up to 646 subscribers. That is awesome. Now this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right. As you know, on Mondays, we do a Bengal recap show with one of the admins today, Jeremy. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Well, I figured we start the show today and watch the Bengals highlights here, or lowlights, whatever you want to call it. Let's check them out here as long as I can do everything right. It's not up there. Where's it up? Hang on a second. Something happened. I had it right in practice. Now I did it and it doesn't work. I always figured. All right, let's rewind this thing. Live TV, people. Live TV.
Getting the real deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got five people watching us now. Yeah. All right, there we go. So anyway, here's some highlights. And that's the first of eight sacks that the Bengals' great offensive line gave up. I mean, it was tough watching our franchise quarterback get hit and hit and hit like that. I mean, it's
Lord.
I mean, I went on Bengals Nation Live after the game. I was so irritated with the offense. I mean, because look, the defense played not great. They played good enough to win. You know, I mean, go ahead, Jeremy.
I was just gonna say, it sounds like we're a broken record here, but it's the truth. Yeah. We played good enough to win about five times.
Yeah, right.
To watch some of those hits and to watch Burrow take that one hit, that was just vicious.
Oh man, when he that one straight, that was a late hit straight to his chest, and he lay on the ground. Oh. Dude, my heart stopped. I'm like, get up.
I know. And then he gets pushed late out of bounds as well. I doubt they'll show it here on ESPN clips, but and the commentators laughed about it. You know, like a welcome to the NFL type of moment. But that was a flag.
Right, exactly. But I mean, watch this. Watch this play. He actually has time to throw the ball.
Look, beautiful
touchdown. Amazing, beautiful. What happens? You know, I mean, it's really just weird, or not just frustrating watching. Now this is where the run defense just collapsed. I mean,
yeah, that's where the rookies showed their rookiness.
Right, right. And there, see, we're sacked. Where Zach went. And we didn't get the ball. That was a fumble there. I wish we got that recovery. That would have been awesome.
I know. That would have been huge.
Now, this is the one we were talking about before. This is where the cornerback releases the wide receiver, and the safety's hung out to dry. I mean, I don't know what they were he was supposed to do. He should have – if he follows the cornerback down, the safety can cover the other guy, and he's not wide open. At least you got a shot at deflecting the pass or something. That was
That's
a
true.
Huge mistake. And that was where after Bullock, who Bullock has done, I think, very well, except for the missing the field goal, the game winner. Bullock kicks the ball out of bounds. You can't kick the ball out of bounds and give him at the 40-yard line. I mean, those are two just huge plays for the Bengals.
Yep. And then they get the long field goal there. Yeah, that was Darius Phillips. You know, he's a young guy for anybody that, aren't too familiar with us, but anyway, thank you.
Yeah, fans, Jeremy. Fans.
But anyway, we got some good young guys in the backfield. Darius Phillips, somebody got their wires crossed on that touchdown pass. Anyway,
I mean, my thing is two of our first round picks we've had in, I think, 17-18. That Billy Price, who got a holding penalty, he got to play in the second half. But he got a holding penalty, big holding penalty. And John Ross, I think our first-round pick in 19, neither one of them can play. Those are two huge misses for the Bengals and their drafting. You know, it's You can't miss a first round picks like that. You just can't.
I mean, and look at John Ross this week. You know, he was sitting on the bench, and he was fifth.
Defensive club again. Well, Ross, yeah, he wasn't even playing. He didn't even dress. No.
And he's our fifth round pick, first round, I think.
Fifth or sixth pick overall, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
now these are good. If he can catch that, these two back to back touchdowns or misses here, it could have been the game, those two touchdown almost passes. But then here we go.
Yep. This was the big one here.
Yeah.
Yep. Brown. Moving to win the game. Well, 4 minutes. And we cannot get it in the end zone. Another sack.
Yep.
Just that can't happen.
Nope. That just flat killed us, man.
That was our game right there.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Our D stood strong here, but
we almost Hubbard almost had him. Look at this. Like,
how many sacks did we have where we almost I know, you know, we had 3 sacks for the game, if I'm correct.
3 sacks for the game, yeah.
We sacked three. We should have had about 6.
Well, we had at least 2 others we could have had them, or should have had them.
For sure.
Sacked again. It's just I know it's depressing watching this, but the thing is with the offensive line, it's like, why did the Bengals think that the offensive line was okay? What made them think that they could go with what they had? You know, I mean, like I said, I knew it. You knew it. I mean, I said it in my shows this summer that I hope I'm wrong. I will be glad to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. But, you know, unfortunately, I'm not.
I know.
Find a guard. Bobby Hart's I guess they could put in.
Yeah, but from a coaching standpoint, you know, you've got to look at them and still ask yourself the same question. You know what? We saw them last year, and here they are again this year.
Right.
And there he goes again. I mean, it's easy enough. Everybody can see for themselves.
I think Joe Burrow comes after the game. He says, "Well, you know, that's kind of on me. I got to try to make 2 or 3 guys miss." Dude, no, you don't. You need to be able to stand there and make plays. You know, it's very frustrating watching that on there.
I don't know how many of you Bengal fans have you seen Billy Madison, the old Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Okay. Fred Johnson and Bobby Hart kind of remind me of when Adam Sandler's sitting in the bathtub and he goes, "Shampoo is better. No, conditioner is better. Oh, they both suck." Okay, that's it. I mean, that's all I've got to say about the offensive line.
We got RJ. That's my brother-in-law. What's up, RJ? Let's see here.
Damn right. Jeremy, so.
You got lots of fans here, Jeremy. Man, look at this. Hold on. Oh, where's this one cheering for Jeremy? Jeremy.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Dennis goes, "I think the Bengals need a new defensive coach because they've got the right players." They got players. They need more players. They played good, but not great. I mean, and the thing is, the defense is good. It's not great. You know, that's the thing. Amarillo, however the hell you say his name, where he messed up. Yeah, he's playing zone. We were talking about that earlier. The Bengals were getting pressure on him, and they intercepted him when they were playing man-to-man. Every time they went to zone, they started going down the field on us. That's where I don't understand. That's where I think he messed up on. So, yeah, do I think he's a great defense coordinator? No, not really. But I'm not to the point where we have to get rid of these guys yet. Now, next year, I'm going to go with these guys one more year. Next year, if they don't fix this offensive line, and you only got to add a couple things on the defense, not a ton. I mean, I was listening to the guys on the radio here in Cincinnati, and they're like, "Oh, our offensive line is terrible. We're at least 3 or 4 years away." I'm like, not necessarily. If you can pick up all you really got to pick up is a right tackle and a guard. I think the left side and our center, we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think with the defense, you know, we're maybe a couple pieces away. But when your defense, when your offense is giving you a chance to win, you've got to, well, first, our offense, we've got to put the ball in the end zone as an offense. But as the defense, when you're driving just an offseason away.
Yeah, especially when you're driving at the end of the game, and if they score a touchdown there instead of a field goal, that game's over. That game is over.
That's right.
I got that question from Griff here. How do you guys fix that O-line? Trade, bring somebody in? Dude, at this point, if they could trade John Ross for a fat guy who and that could just stand there and at least get in the way and try to at least slow the guys down and get into Burrow, I'll take that. But, I mean, I don't know how you fix it now. I don't think you can fix it now. I think it's too late. I mean, they put Fred Johnson in there at right tackle. They put Xavier, whatever. They put him in there. They put Billy Price in there. I mean, they keep putting Bobby Hart at right tackle because they don't have anybody else. I mean, they picked up somebody off waivers today, I think, and then you still got Redmond on the practice squad, but.
Yeah,
unless you trade.
We actually just to let you know, we released Jack Calhoun, who never really even got a chance, and then we signed Keaton Sutherland. So we are literally going to Hollywood, Bengal fans. We are taking their sons to try to get an offensive line. So, what else can we do?
So if you guys are out there, you know anybody that could be an offensive lineman, go to Bengals.com and apply for right tackle, right guard. They might use you. You never know.
Exactly right. It's sad. You know, I was looking at the numbers. Yeah. And the other thing, you know, everybody talks about the run game. Our offensive line is so bad that we actually, through three games, we have only ran the ball 52 times. That's about an average for you math scholars of about 17.4 a game. That's not a winning formula. If you remember back to the even Marvin Lewis era with Rudy Johnson and those guys, when they had 25 more rushes a game, we won pretty much every time.
But one thing I will give them, that last drive going right before – the last drive the Bengals had before winning the overtime, or they, I mean, I said it on Bengals Nation. I said, we need a long, drawn out drive here. And they started on like, what, the 10 yard line or something? And they did. They went all the way down there. And it was mostly Joe Burrow passing. There wasn't that many, you know, runs, but they got all the way down there. But you got to punch that in. That, like I said, that to me, that right there, that was the game, you know. And now I have a question. This is not a Philadelphia Eagles chat, but why didn't he kick the field goal even or try to kick the field goal even after they had a false start? I mean, what do you have to lose? I'm like, and then okay, Erickson, we have 19 seconds left.
What's he gonna hurt?
Catches the ball on the 10 yard line, dude, and there was nobody around him. I'm like, grab the ball, run.
He was literally afraid to fumble to lose the game that was already lost or tied.
Right.
And as Joe Burrow put very eloquently, when you tie, you don't win. You know, we lost again. Yeah. We did. Yeah, we haven't won.
Have a tie game is like kissing your sister. You know, if you're down in Alabama, that's what I heard you guys do down there.
You better watch that, pal.
All right, we got some more questions here. On Dennis has got another one here. Let's see, here we at Dennis. All right, pick the way the Bing was applied. It should get harder to drive. Pick. I don't even know what you're saying there, Dennis. Can you
pick that offensive line?
I think he wants to pick the offensive lineman from Oregon. I think that's what he's trying to say. There's a big, offensive line. I think that's what he means. Because he's messaged me a couple times about that. Yeah, that would be good. I would like that.
In the draft? We're going to draft?
Yes.
We're
talking to the draft, yeah.
And you're going to.
One thing, when you and me were talking after the game yesterday, one thing your dad said, I'll give your dad credit. He goes, your dad said, I would rather lose the game than tie because we get a better draft pick. And he's right. You know, I mean, not that I want to lose, but you either got to win the game or you lose the game. This tying stuff is for the birds. I don't like it.
And do you notice there's very rarely ties? Yet every tie we've ever had, well, not ever had, I don't want to say, but the last tie we've had, the Eagles, Donovan McNabb. I'll never forget it.
Didn't know the game ended in a tie. I remember it. He's like, oh, it just ends? Yeah.
He was thinking we were going to go on into the galaxy, whatever.
Right. I wish they kind of do what the college does. You know, I kind of like they start at the 20-yard line. You kick a touchdown or you get a touchdown. You kick a field goal. They do the same thing. Then you got to go for two until somebody wins. At least it's an outcome, you know?
Very true.
All right, I got a question from Facebook here. How do you guys think the QB class with Burrow and Herbert compares to others? Well, I mean, honestly, right now, the way it's only Herbert and Burrow are the only ones playing, I think, right?
Yeah. Tua hasn't
played, and then Hurts is, well, we saw him in the game yesterday, made a couple of runs. But, I mean, as far as Herbert and Burrow goes, they've looked pretty good so far. But for Herbert, it's only two games. Burrow's got three, but I think he might be one of the best, at least those two, best quarterbacks coming out in a while. What?
Definitely. Yeah, I would take Burrow, though, 9 times out of 10 over Herbert. And yesterday showed why. I mean, that was a gutsy, gutsy performance by Joe Burrow. I mean, to take the hits he took, to have to come out of the game, you knew it was either the wind got knocked out of him. I was thinking cracked ribs. I mean, to be honest with you. Yeah. So
I was afraid of that too.
It was he gutted that game out for every single. I don't think anybody else or Herbert, let's say, if he was our quarterback, switch him around, there would have been no difference to that game yesterday. Right. Whether it had been Herbert or Burrow.
I got some stats here from yesterday's game. We talk about the run game. I honestly think the run game was a little better. I mean, it wasn't great. It needs to be a lot better, but it's a little better than the last first two because Mixon, he only carried it 17 times. We had 49 yards for 2.9 average. Now, the part I really like is how Joe Burrow spreads the ball around. I didn't get everybody's stats here, but Tyler Boyd had led everybody, had 10 receptions with 125 yards. They're using Gio Bernard. They're using him out of the backfield more. And it's not as much I'd like, but they're still using him. That's he had 3 receptions for 55 yards, an average of 18.3 yards per carry. T. Higgins, he showed up 5 receptions, 2 TDs. I mean, it was like the old days, 9 to 85. We had it twice.
Yep.
A.J. Green, like I said, people, A.J. Green, this is why I said I wouldn't sign him. I mean, I love A.J. Green, but he hasn't played in a year and a half. He's rusty. I know you got the jersey. He's rusty. He's getting older, and I think it's showing. I mean, I don't think he's playing terrible, but he ain't, you know, he had 5 receptions for 36 yards.
Yeah.
Then Alton Tate, the one who replaced John Ross, who, in my opinion, John Ross, I'll take the 5 wide receivers we had yesterday. I'll take them the rest of the year. Give me those 5. I'll take 2 receptions, 29 yards, and he – almost made a hell of a catch in the end zone there.
Very true.
So, like I said, getting the sacks we're talking about, Joe Burrow is on pace to have being sacked 75 times. Hopefully, it's not going to be that. But 75 times is, oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, and another thing about that is, you know, we know now what our problems are for – so many years in Cincinnati, with take away a few with Marvin, where we had some decent years. We know we've got a quarterback.
Yeah, we got a really good quarterback.
We know we've got a running back.
Another really good running back.
We've got a wide receiver core. We just need to work on the offensive line, and a few pieces on defense, like you said, and that's one. One offseason away. I really believe that.
One offseason. We really need to address the tight end situation, too, because Sample got blown up a couple times yesterday on John run block or pass block.
True.
Yeah, our line needs help, but who can help us? That's kind of what I've said. I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, that's where I said it all off season that, you know, it's great. I'm very excited they spent all this money on the defense because the defense last year was historically bad.
I mean, ferocious.
So that's where you got to look at how they played Sunday to how they played the last 2 years. They played really good. I mean, if we had, like I said, I keep banging the drum. If we had an offensive line, we probably would have won the game. But, that's not true sometimes.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, I mean, we've got Bobby Hart and we've got Fred Johnson. Yep. Come on. I mean, we've been there. There's nothing out there, guys. We just signed Keaton Sutherland. I mean,
right. Pro bowler right there, baby. I don't know about that.
If he can act as, you know, like he can block somebody, we'll take him at this point.
Yeah, that's Kiefer. Not Kiefer. Anyway, this is some interesting stuff I wrote down about the game yesterday. With 3:05 left in the game, Wentz was without DeSean Jackson. He was out without his other tight end, which Daniel Gooden, I think his name is. So all those guys are out. All of a sudden, he found this guy named John Hightower. He's a fifth-round pick, and he's the one that got the two pass interference calls on the Bengals. That's how they marched down the field, and, well, where they should have kicked the field goal and beat us, but they didn't. So exactly. I mean, those things that were the – again, I said the defense was good in crucial times of the game. They didn't play great. So, I mean, if you just look at the overtime, the Eagles should have won that game. They sacked, I think, Carson Wentz, and they sacked Joe at least twice, maybe three times in overtime. And we really couldn't move the ball in overtime. We really didn't do anything in overtime. So,
Go ahead. Yeah. Go.
That's just where this team has got to learn to win, you know, and that's part of the process of a young team and growing and getting better. Now, you got a crappy offensive line, it is what it is. There's not a whole lot to do, not a whole lot they can do about that. Go ahead. What were you gonna say before?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure plenty of y'all noticed it, but Bullock kicking the ball out of bounds, putting him on the 40-yard line. Mm-hmm. That was about the worst, the dumbest thing you could do as a kicker at that point in the game, to give them literally, 60 yards to go for a touchdown. You're a kicker. Kick the ball where it's supposed to go. If you can kick a 58-yard field goal down the middle, kick a daggone kickoff, not out of bounds, especially at this point of the game. That's another key to this game that we – you know, it's just little things, and we're getting better and closer and closer, but it's the offensive line. You're right, completely. Everybody knows that. But there's these little dumb things that we need to stop. And I'll go ahead with this question here. Johnny.
Says, I'm glad the show is on. This guy, Jerry, makes it so fun. Love to listen. He should be a coach on the Bengals.
Well, I appreciate that, John.
And we need some offense to protect Joe Burrow. Yeah. I think you mean offensive line. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, completely. Yes.
We keep saying this. It's just frustrating that we've got everything else. Like I said, I'll take the five wide receivers we had out there yesterday. You give us a decent offensive line. And the thing is, I've said this before, it's mostly the right side. Jonah Williams, I'm going to give him a break. It's still his third game in the NFL, you know, that he's ever played. And he didn't play great, but he didn't play terrible. Bobby Hart, we know what Bobby Hart is. Bobby Hart is – you're not going to get any better. Yeah. You're not going to – it is what it is, you know.
True.
And the thing is, it's not like the Bengals haven't tried to get the offensive line better. I mean, they drafted two – number one picks overall, or not overall, but first-round picks in Billy Price and Jonah Williams. And Billy Price has been a complete and utter bust. Complete. I mean, they put him in the game yesterday, and it was the second half, and I was making sure I watched him. And there's one play. He just got completely full run, beat, and he had to grab the guy and for the holding. I even saw it on the TV. I'm like, oh, that's a hold. That's coming back. I'm like, yep. You know.
And we can't say we haven't tried because, you know, we took a Bagwe, I believe, is his last name, something like that. You know, Swain Bates.
Yeah, he's the other. He was the first Swain for Bobby Hart.
Yeah, and we took Price, and, you know,
So Duke Tobin gets all this praise and everything for being the, you know, he's basically the general manager without title. You know, I'm sure he doesn't have complete control, but he is the one that has drafted these guys. And he drafted, it's like he could draft a wide receiver. He could draft a quarterback. He could draft a running back. You know, they could draft these things. I mean, defense and offensive line, so far he hasn't been able to draft anybody because the defense that we have, we had to sign all those guys in free agency. And like I said, you got Price and you got John Ross. That's another first-round bust. So basically, in 4 years, you get two first-round busts. So, I mean, you can't have that. And the thing I'm not saying he can't do it because he's done it. Because the 5 years that the Bengals went to the playoffs, he hit on almost every single draft pick from the first round to the fifth round. They hit on almost all of them. Now, I don't know if that's luck. You know, I don't know what you call it, but since then, it's been more misses than hits. So, you know, I'm not saying get rid of Duke Tobin at all because I've seen him do it, but he's got to do it now, especially we have Joe Burrow.
This guy here, you know,
perfect.
This guy, undrafted, free agent, you know, great player for a few years anyway before he went psycho. We were stealing people.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to talk about offensive line work and getting the offensive line taken care of, we might as well put that to the side, guys, because there's nothing else we can do about it. Burrow's averaging 2.4 seconds still. And on top of that, when you have an offensive line this bad, you have got to learn how to do screen passes or swing passes. You can't just let them come in and kill your quarterback. That's what we've been doing.
I got one on that because I was talking about this, trying to roll Burrow out of the pocket, and they did do that. But then one time they did it, you had two wide receivers right next to each other. I'm like, that's not going to help. There's nowhere. So Burrow had to throw the ball out of bounds. I'm like, okay. Yep. Like somebody went the wrong way. Okay. Because they were within 2 yards, 3 yards of each other. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? I don't understand.
And running to the short side of the field, I've never understood that. You have an extra, you know, 20 yards over here. You're on the right hash and you roll him out to the right. So there's not near as much room. And then you've got two receivers, like you said, within 2 feet of each other. I mean, come on. I mean, there's better things we could have done. I did like the little screen pass to Gio, but we did not keep – if we would keep going after that screen pass, that would at least lighten up a little bit that rush. It would lighten it up.
And the good thing is because he can get the ball out fast. He can get the ball out faster than the rush can get there. So those are things because it would help. Like there was one of the sacks that he got, one of the eight. They play faked. They faked the run. They didn't bite on that run because we can't run the ball. And like so they don't have to stack the box. They can just keep their front four in there, and they can stop the run, and they get pressure on us. If you can do that with your front four, you got to do something different. You got to scheme something different. That's where Zach Taylor has to, I guess, use his creativity that he's supposed to have coming from, you know, the Rams offense and everything. And I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I haven't seen enough of it, you know?
Exactly. It's like, yeah.
There's too many times where I think he like, all right, we got a crappy offensive line. Let's drop Joe back, you know, and just sling it. Like, well, we can't. Like, you know, you got to figure something else out.
Yeah, you can't do that. And literally our offensive line is this bad, okay? And I know we're harping on it, but that's all the questions we're getting today is because people are upset at the offensive line. So we've had 52 run attempts with Mixon. He's got 164 yards in three games. That's not a winning formula, ladies and gents. I don't care if you're kissing your sister in Alabama or you're kissing your cousin in Ohio. Okay. I don't care. All right. That's not a winning formula. So, but yeah, it's an 8 sacks in one game. Who are we kidding? So we can go ahead and put it to rest here on the offensive line that it's not going to get better. There's nobody out there that's going to make it better. If Jim Turner does a little better job at maybe certain, you know, schemes or whatever, maybe, but I just don't see it happening. We're going to have to do a lot more screen passes, a lot more close, quick outs, that kind of thing. Burrow don't have the time to throw it 50 yards down the field like LSU.
No.
Maybe next year.
The one big shot he took, he threw it to Higgins, and Higgins, he overthrew Higgins. Well, the cornerback had good position on Higgins. Higgins couldn't get through him to get the ball. But
how about that play on Higgins where he went out of bounds, reestablished himself? How dumb is that?
It's a stupid rule.
That's a dumb rule.
I mean, because I sat there because we were talking during the game. I'm like, no, he established himself back in bounds, so it's a good play. But the rule, they followed the rule, and it wasn't legal, but that's a dumb rule. I mean,
it's true. He
established himself. Hey, I understand why, because he can't run out of bounds and then come back in, but whatever.
That was another one of those key plays in the game that I've been trying to just kind of pick out there's little points in the game that hurt us, and that was one more.
Yeah, and one of the big ones is the first half. When, like I said, we went down and we scored, you know, then we kicked the ball out of bounds. Now, if we didn't kick the ball out of bounds and we didn't let them score, we could have been going in with a win or lead at halftime, 10-6. You know, instead we were down 13-10 a half. That's
exactly.
Huge. You know, I mean, what's up, City Boy? So yeah, we should be. That to me was a huge momentum shift. If the Bengals go in at half winning 10-6, and they just drove the ball down their throats and scored, you know, we'll see.
Different ball game,
right?
And over. Twice, you know.
He's doing his usual comments. Fire the coach, which that's.
Oh,
that's
good. There we go, City.
Yeah, fire the coach because the offensive line is so bad.
You know, I'm not too happy with Zach right now, because he did see this line for a year, but he didn't get to see them throughout training camp much or preseason at all. So, hey.
Yeah.
You're frozen, dude.
You're frozen, man. Oh, but Zach didn't get the chance to see these guys in preseason. You know, we were cut short through Corona. It happened. He didn't do enough, period. But second year, let's just see how the rest of this year goes. We've still only lost 2 games, guys. So –
yeah, because we say it, the first game we won, because that's not, you don't call that pass interference on AJ any other time.
You don't call it on Odell Beckham. You don't call it on Jerry Rice. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Question from a Facebook person here: have you heard if there will be a look at the hit on Burrow and fine and suspension? No, I haven't. But there should be. I haven't heard anything. But there should be, because, I mean, okay,
good
NFL
question.
Wants to protect their quarterbacks. This is your future quarterback. This is a guy who, you know, could be the next Tom Brady, could be the next Drew Brees. Yes, he should be fine, because, I mean, it was a late hit. He threw the ball already. He's already been, because Burrow was already being tackled by the guy at his feet, and then the dude came in and drilled him in the chest. And then the guy goes, what? Like, you wouldn't do that.
They literally, after that hit, I got a notification, ding, ESPN. Joe Burrow takes devastating hit, knocked out of game. Mm-hmm. And I was watching it, luckily.
One play.
Yeah. I watched him get up, so I knew, you know, he wasn't killed. But to see that hit
though.
Oh, yes. And then there was about 2 other times where he got hit late. Pushed down out of bounds, pushed out of bounds, late, never, no mm-hmm. call. Welcome to the NFL rookie, whatever. Right. Stupid.
bad no call guy left his feet. I don't know which call you're, which play you're talking about there, because the one we're talking about, he got the, they did get a flag on it. So I'm not sure which play you're actually talking about there.
I think he's probably I don't know. Did we get a flag on that play?
Yeah, we got a flag on it. We did. Oh yeah, we got a flag on it.
Must have been another play that he's talking about.
Yeah, I think so. Because that one, I know we got a flag on it because I was like, good.
Well, like I said, there were two more.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Yep. But Sour Airhead says national media hates the Bengals. I don't know if they hate us. We just ain't Philly. We're not Chicago. We're not New York. We're not, you know. Put this
if
way.
We win.
Everybody always says this. Okay, if you guys remember, everybody, the New England Patriots are, you know, the glory franchise now. They are the great franchise. Okay, do you guys remember back in the 70s, 80s? This might be before your time, Jeremy. But they were terrible. They were as bad as the Bengals. They were laughing.
Thank you. So,
they got a guy named Tom Brady, and they got what's the other guy's name? Oh yeah, Bill Belichick. So I mean, it can get turned around. So I mean, if and it starts with the quarterback Joe Burrow. You got that guy, that could change a franchise totally change a franchise. I'll try to bring Mike in again here, but he looks like he's still frozen.
He's still frozen.
Let's see if Mike can come in. Nope, Mike's gone. Never mind.
Oh, Mike's he's gone. Still gone.
He's gone.
Well, you know, and to pick up on his last question there, you know, the Patriots were horrible. They got Belichick, Brady. Things started to turn around, especially after Bledsoe. But they started to do one thing. Win.
Right.
When you win, they will come. They will love you.
Okay. Remember when the Bengals, when we were winning and we're going to five straight playoffs, we were actually getting a lot of love from the national media. You know, I mean, we were. They were saying we were a good franchise and stuff. So, I mean, it will change. We just haven't gone to the playoffs. We haven't been very good in the last couple of years. I got a question for our Facebook user, Facebook here. Mike Brown and Zach Taylor need to sign new offensive linemen. We are getting better every week. Yeah. We said that. I just don't know who.
There's nobody left.
It's not like you just pick somebody up. I mean, trust me. There, Zach Taylor is trying. I mean, let's go here at right guard. We started the season with Surflo Xavier. He's gone or he's not playing. Then we've done Billy Price there. We've put Fred Johnson there. We've got four different guys in three games. So Zach is trying, but like I said, the one that kind of I'm surprised that they haven't tried yet is Adeniji, the guy that drafted from Kansas now.
Rookie. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a rookie. But man, at this point, he's the only one they got left, unless you want to try Redmond, who they just signed, you know, back
that's exactly what I told Mike. I would almost guarantee you we will see Redmond before the end of the year. And it's same thing. Same thing.
I would like – I don't see Redmond. We know what he's got. I would rather try to give Adeniji a chance. Now, maybe he's not up to speed. Maybe – I don't know. Maybe he's another offensive lineman bust that we drafted. I don't know.
It's got to be something because if you can't get on this team and get on the offensive line, you're not going to get on the offensive line of any team. Not right now.
All right. He should be back in the next couple weeks, hopefully. I don't know who you're talking about.
Who, hey, Redmond? Guys, just to let you guys know, if you go to YouTube and put in sports with Strawberry Ice.
Oh, yeah, put Cincinnati on the map.
Or Cincinnati, okay, sports with Strawberry Ice now. You'll see it. It'll pop up. It's very simple, and it's free. Just click on the subscribe button, and then when you ask the questions from there, we can actually read out your name want to, you know.
And then I can actually see what you were – if you said something before and then you replied to yourself or whatever I said, then I know what you're talking about.
A lot easier.
Like not almost – there's over 9,000 people in there. If you guys just subscribe to Sports of Strawberry Ice, all 9,000 of you, that would be awesome. I would really appreciate that a lot. Oh my goodness.
And it's well worth it. It's free. And we get to read your names. We get to see your chat. And if you say something we don't understand, we can boom,
Yeah, I don't sound like an idiot going, I don't know what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. You can clear it up for us quickly.
Yeah. Exactly. That would help. Because on my other shows, I talk about the Reds who are in the playoffs, baby. That's awesome. I know it's a Bengals show, but we'll see. I'm really excited about that. All right, I got another question here.
What we got?
Samples and Thomas, a combined 17 of 20 so far. Higgins, the first player with multiple TDs. Of course, Sample gets more work, but do you think the receivers need to be rotated more? I don't know. I heard actually one thing I did hear, and I'm not sure how this would work, and I don't know if they did it Sunday or not, but all Tate, since we're short on tight ends right now, of he's a big dude, of trying him at tight end for a couple of times. I don't know. The biggest problem with Sample, he can catch the ball. I'm not worried about that. It's his blocking. He got blown up a couple of times. So rotating the wide receivers, I think they did a pretty good job. I mean, look, Boyd, you're not rotating that dude out. Boyd had, let's see here, 10 receptions for 125 yards.
Yeah.
That boy's not getting rotated out. That's your number one wide receiver right now.
Yeah.
So he's staying in there. But
We've only got so many receivers too. So, you know, right. When we're running four and five receiver sets, it's kind of tough to rotate them all the time, especially when we're trying to come from behind like we have been the last few games. But I think actually they've been doing a decent job at rotating. I'm glad they brought back Tate this week. I'm very glad for that. He played much better than Ross has all so far this year.
Yeah, Ross just needs to go on down the street. We just need to trade him, try to get some offensive lineman or a draft pick or something.
Yep.
Here's other. I think the other Facebook user, he was talking about Surflow. Surophilia, whatever. Yeah, I don't know how to say his name, near to lie. But he's on IR, which is 3 weeks minimum, so he should be back soon. That's right. I forgot. He is on
– There you go. IR. That's who he's talking about. Yeah. Right. We missed him.
Yeah. So if he comes back – That'll help. We still got Bobby Hart though. We still got him. So you know it's.
We still got Mr. Shampoo is better. No, he's not. He sucks. Okay, let's move on. Come on, see a Philo or whatever. Let's get back.
Well, one thing for sure, like I said, the run defense was better last week or yesterday. Mike Daniels is back. And did you see DJ Reader's tip pass? Well, that's how Logan Wilson got the first interception.
Loving Logan Wilson, too.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Loving Logan Wilson, too, by the way. Yeah. I think we got us a good one.
That was his – I won't say his coming out party, but it was kind of close. He played good. And like I said before, we had a couple guys. Lawson played awesome out of the linebacker spot. Dunlap played good. Not great, played good. Reader's been playing great all year. I think Reader has done really well. But we did well hit and Hubbard. Like I said, I called him out last week because against not San Diego, against the Browns. You didn't see him at all. So you know. This
and I think he had another sack this week too. He missed. So yeah. He could have had a pretty good game. Trade Ross, pick up Kevin Zeitler.
I'll take that.
We had Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah, I wish we didn't let him go. I don't know.
No joke.
At this point, honestly, I'd be willing to package Ross and AJ Green and like a third round pick or something to try to get, you know, a right tackle, an offensive lineman. Because, like I said before, Joe Burrow, I think, is so good. He's going to make average wide receivers better, you know? So I want great wide receivers. But if I had my choice of having an average wide receiver and a great offensive line, I'll take the offensive line and let Joe Burrow make the average wide receivers better.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I don't know what we would get. You know, it's all hypothetical. But yeah. If we could get a guarantee out of it, I'd rather have offensive line any day of the week for Burrow. I don't care. You can throw Mickey Mouse out there, and Burrow can throw, you know, put it in his chest. I mean, it's the way he is. Great quarterback.
All right. You got a question for Facebook. How do you think we're going to do against the Jaguars, and then the following week against Baltimore. Baltimore, woo! I think we're going to get blown out. The Jaguars, dude, if we're ever going to win a game this year, I think that's our game. You know,
I thought this last one was, but yeah.
Yeah. We've been in every game. I mean, we've been in every freaking game. But I really do think the Jaguars, you know, it's going to be a home game, and they're going to let fans in, only 9,000 or whatever. So right. I think the Jags are going down Sunday. But, you know, I picked the Eagles going down Sunday, and I was almost right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is pretty much a must-win Sunday. I think we could all agree with that, especially with Baltimore coming up. City boy.
I feel like we should just play for picks this year. Well, pretty much that's what we're doing, dude. I mean, right, we're 0-3. I mean, you got to try. But the thing is, you got to try and get better. You know, I mean, you can't just go, oh, we're going to just tank the whole season. You got to try to get some continuity with Joe Burrow and the wide receivers. And you got to find out these guys can play. You know, you got to – that's what I'm saying. Adeniji, put him out there. Let's see if he can play. You got to find out. We're not going to – I mean, I predicted 8-8. That's not going to happen. I think we're going to be like what you said. What did you say, 6-10 or whatever? That might be
– I said 4-6 games, yeah.
Yeah, I think we might be closer to that right now. But I'm always – you know, I'm always half glass – or, you know, half glass half full, if I can get it right.
That's why I love you, brother.
So, I mean – the thing is, if the offensive line does what they did last year, they got better at the end of the year, and which it could happen. Now, what I don't want to happen is them to get better like they did last year, and the coach is going, oh, we're good. We don't need – the offensive line's fine. We don't need to add anymore, you know. So that's what I want them to get better, but I don't want the Bengals to think that we're good, you know.
We don't want to get complacent. Exactly.
Yes. I want them in this offseason. I want them to do what they did for the defensive side of the ball. I want them to do that for the offensive line next year or this offseason. They do that and they don't do anything with the defense. We keep the defense exactly the same way. We're going to the playoffs. Because I'm telling you, if we had an offensive line, we'd be 2-1 at least, maybe 3-0.
Yeah.
We would have beat San Diego, daggone LA. We would have beat Philly yesterday. And maybe could have beat the Browns, but you got to have an offensive line, and we don't. Mike's still trying to come on. You're frozen, dude. I can't bring you on because you're just frozen. All I see is your face.
Oh, we're still trying to get Mike on, y'all.
I don't think it's going to happen today, buddy.
Let's see. But, you know, the offensive line, even if it gets better, I think they know now, just so all the Bengal fans know, Zach Taylor, he's not stupid, okay? He's a young coach. He's seeing what's going on. He's seeing what's happening during these games. So he knows that next year his seat's going to start warming up a little bit. Right. And he knows what the problems are. And they will be dealt with. Yeah. If they're not dealt with, they'll bring in somebody that will deal with them.
Yeah, I really do think next year if Zach doesn't do better, yes, I will be calling for his job. I will say you got to make improvements. You got to get better. Because the thing is, I don't see it as coaching problems. I see a lack of talent problems, you know. And there are, like I said, there are miscues, like I said, where the two wide receivers are in the exact same spot. And then you gave up the touchdown at the end of the first half. I mean, those are miscues. That's coaching.
Out of bounds.
So you got to fix that. But the majority of what the Bengals are doing, there's not a lot to complain about. The biggest thing that everybody's complaining about is the offensive line. You know, we got our question here. Hang on a second, man. I'm trying to read it. Facebook user CJ, nobody knows. Every prediction is always wrong, game in and game out. All right.
No, so our predictions are wrong. You were half right about this week. We both said we'd win, but we didn't. We didn't lose.
I missed the points for the Bengals by 1 point. I said 24-17. We lost. We was tied 23-23. So I did pretty good on that one for once.
Yeah, we didn't lose.
We didn't win either. And we didn't win either. But you know, we whatever, man.
But you know, it all comes down. I mean, like we've said 100 times. There's nothing really we can do about it unless we trade some serious players. Yeah. Burrow is still at the 2 point. Sorry, I guess some storms going outside here, fellas. But anyway, Burrow's still at about the 2.4 mark from when he hikes the ball. He's got about 2.4 seconds to get rid of it. And that's why we get away from the run game, because if you notice, when Mixon gets the ball, the first thing, he's not running forward. He's jumping to the side. He's trying to find his own hole, because the offensive line just is not good enough to give him whatever that play call or that run that was called, where it's supposed to go. It's not there. So you see him doing a lot of bouncing around. I've heard that from a lot of Bengal fans saying, you know, Mixon is not the same type of runner this year. Well, when you're behind the line, that's there's no hole. You've got to be a different type of runner, or you're just gonna
run. With that crappy offensive line, he still had 49 yards. He averaged 2.9 yards. Not great, but dude, that offensive line's terrible.
Horrible. It's all the weakest link.
All right, we're about almost an hour into this, Jeremy. I'm gonna go ahead and end this. I'm gonna go get on the Facebook groups here that I help run, and you help run now too. We got Bengals Nation, Reds Country, Bearcats Country, and Cyclones Country. To be fair, follow me on all my social media platforms, all under Sports of Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I will try to get the sound off of this and get it on the podcast. Let's do the podcast. Give me a 5-star review. YouTubers, we're up to 646 subscribers. All right, Jeremy, you want to end this how we always end it?
You don't guys, I know I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I want you to keep it on the down low. But you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's just sports, baby. Woo!